Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're jumping into something pretty tactical. We're looking at high-stakes golf match play.
But not just any match play.
Exactly. We're getting really specific. We're diving into the South African edition of match play strategy.
Yeah.
And our mission for this is, you know, custom made for you. We're pulling out these really specific local gems from the Golf Day Buddy app website.
And that localization part is so, so important. I mean, it's how you get an actual advantage when every single hole is its own battle, you know?
Okay, so where do we even start with that?
Well, let's unpack the basics first. Match play is just, it's a different beast from regular golf. You're not aiming for the lowest overall score. You just have to win the hole.
One hole at a time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And in South Africa, grasping the local rules and the etiquette is vital. The sources really stress this.
And what's the benefit there? Just not getting a penalty.
That's a huge part of it. But it's also about the culture of the game there. They really emphasize fast play and respect.
Mm-hmm.
So a gimme putt might be a little tighter than you're used to. You have to be ready to tap it in.
Ah, okay. And this is where it gets really interesting, I think. Knowing the land,
yes,
the localization. South African courses are just so varied.
Incredibly so.
You've got the coastal courses, right? Like in KwaZulu-Natal, the wind is a huge factor. The Golf Day Buddy app website says you should often go with a lower lofted club, a 3-wood, for instance.
Right.
But that feels a bit counterintuitive. You're giving up distance. Why would you pick the 3-wood over the driver when the wind is howling?
It's a great question. And it's all about control. Purely control.
Okay.
When that wind is up, the lower loft on a 3-wood keeps the ball flight down. It cuts through the air so much better. I mean, you might give up, what, 10, 20 yards?
Yeah.
But the benefit, the huge benefit, is keeping the ball in the fairway.
Yeah.
And in match play, staying out of trouble is way more important than an extra 20 yards.
That makes perfect sense. And then you have the complete opposite, like the mountain courses. Fancourt Montague.
Yeah, the altitude.
The ball flies further.
A lot further. So knowing this means you have to adjust. You're clubbing down maybe one, maybe two clubs.
And the strategic benefit there is just precision.
Total yardage control. You avoid overshooting the green and just, you know, handing the hole to your opponent.
So, okay, once we've got a handle on the terrain, we have to look inward. The Golf Day Buddy app talks a lot about fitness.
Right, and they bring up players like Retief Goosen.
So what's the direct benefit of fitness in match play? It's not just about power, is it?
No, it's about stamina.
Right.
The real benefit is maintaining your swing integrity. Good strength, good flexibility.
Yeah.
It helps you resist getting tired.
So your swing on the 16th hole is as good as it was on the third.
That's the idea, especially when the match is on the line. And what's fascinating is how that physical stamina connects directly to the short game.
Ah, the shots inside 100 yards.
Yes. Legends like Gary Player always stress this. The short game is where matches are won and lost. Chipping, putting. That's where the pressure really mounts.
So how do you practice for that?
Well, the source suggests you have to simulate that pressure. Practice chipping and putting. Like, it actually matters. You know, play for a few bucks with a friend.
I see.
The benefit of doing that is you get used to performing when your heart is racing. You learn how to save par or sink a birdie when it feels like everything is riding on it.
And that leads us to the final piece, doesn't it? Managing your own mind.
Absolutely, the mental game.
So how do you manage that pressure effectively? The site mentions things like breathing exercises or visualization.
Visualization is key, but it's not just, you know, picturing a good shot in your head.
Right.
You need to visualize the entire routine, the setup, the swing, the follow through. The real benefit is it keeps you focused entirely on the next shot. It stops you from dwelling on a bad shot you hit two holes ago.
It's all about staying in the present moment.
That's exactly. If you tie this all together, success in South African match play comes from, well, knowing the local course, adapting your gear, and keeping a cool head.
And a quick reminder, all these fantastic strategies came straight from the Golf Day Buddy app website, a great resource for that local edge.
A really great resource.
So what does this all mean for you? If knowing that the altitude on a specific mountain course can help you win a match, it raises a bigger question, doesn't it?
Hmm.
Where else in your life could seeking out that super specific local knowledge, the kind that makes you choose a 3-wood over a driver, give you a surprising and maybe even a vital competitive edge? Something to think about until next time.